Good morning, a Monday morning. Love Monday mornings because it means Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, I see a headline here exclusive by Kenneth Lovett. Don't toke med pot for granted. That's not you. That's your headline writer. Explain.
Yeah, State Senator Diane Savino, who is the sponsor of the state's medical marijuana law, is concerned that if the state does move toward legalizing recreational pot, which she does support, but she wants to do it in a way that doesn't harm the medical marijuana program. She says that there's a big difference between recreational pot, the kind of marijuana you get, and the kind of marijuana you get when it's for medicinal purposes. So she's on her way to Nevada to talk about how they did it there, because apparently some states did it and really torpedoed their medical marijuana program. Nevada did a good job with it, she said. So she's going this week to do some fact-finding and bring back what she finds back to New York.
Yeah, medical marijuana, legalization of recreational marijuana, health care, and a number of other opportunities now that the Democrats have control of the legislature and the governorship, Ken. And I see you have an article to that effect on the Child Victims Act.
Yeah, a lot of advocates and child sex abuse survivors were celebrating when the Democrats won control, not only won, but handily won control of the state Senate on Tuesday. They feel that the Child Victims Act, which would give survivors more time to bring cases and would create a one-year window for those to revive old cases that no longer apply under the law, they believe now it has a chance. The Senate Republicans have blocked it for years. The Assembly Democrats have passed it the past 2 years, the bill, the Child Victims Act. And they now feel, given the vote on Election Day, that it has a chance in 2019. So they're very excited.
Ed Cox, the head of the state Republican Party in New York, says he has no plans to step away.
Hell no, Ed won't go. Already there's people, there are people who are saying that he should step down, that the New York City Councilman Eric Ulrich wrote an opinion piece in my paper, The Daily News, basically saying that New York Republicans have hit rock bottom and really need new leadership. You know, they lost not only control of the state Senate last Tuesday, but three congressional races. It just wasn't good. Cox, though, blames it on a blue wave and anti-Trump sentiment and not anything he's done. So he says he's not only going to finish his term, which expires in September, but he is going to seek a new two-year term after that.
You have a story about prominent Democratic chairmen say Senate must focus on entire state, not just New York City. We often see this split when it comes to parties from downstate to upstate.
Yeah, the Democrats, really, it's amazing how fresh, even though it was a decade ago, the last time the Democrats had control of the state Senate, it was for 2 years, and it was very chaotic, and they lost it very quickly, largely because they didn't protect the marginals in the suburbs and upstate. So I spoke to four very prominent county chairmen, one from Brooklyn, two from Long Island, and one from the Buffalo area, Erie County. And they all agreed that to move forward and to grow and to continue in the majority for years to come, the Democrats need to focus not just on New York City, but the suburbs and upstate. It might be a little easier this time around because unlike a few years ago, a decade ago, when they had a very slim majority, right now they go into January with 39, maybe 40 votes, the Democrats, and of those, 15 are from outside New York City. So it is a sizable block that could block things like higher taxes, taxes on the wealthy, even an issue like single-payer health care if it means raising taxes across the board. They'll have enough juice to block that if need be.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. He joins us on Mondays, and we're always delighted to have him. You can read more at nydailynews.com or hear more of our conversation online at wamc.org. Ken, thanks.
Anytime. Be well.